Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
I know it's a crucial time, not only in the regular season of the NFL, but for those of you who are fantasy football owners, this is now win-or-go-home time. It is playoff time. It means every decision, so vital, so crucial. And who better to be your liaison, your guide, hopefully to another week. Our fantasy guru over at fantasypros.com, Jason Katz, he joins us. Jason, what's happening, brother? How you doing, man?
That was an up-and-down football game for me emotionally that we just saw there. The Cowboys took a crushing defeat, but I did have Ezekiel Elliott and Allen Robinson on a couple teams.
Well, that'll ease the pain of watching the Clapper draw up another underachieving Dallas Cowboys season. And I want to ask you, Jason, first things first here. You're in the playoffs. Obviously, you have guys that you're going to be loyal to throughout the regular season. I feel like I'm in a position like that with Kyler Murray. He's been great for me. He's probably one of the main reasons why I'm still playing. That said, matchups would dictate he's got a tough matchup. I picked up somebody by the name of Carson Wentz who has a very juicy matchup. So do you let loyalty, Jason, get in the way at all when it comes to these matchups? Even if it's somebody you just picked up, is it as simple as week by week, win or go home, or does that emotional factor somehow, some way come into play?
I'm guilty of this too, and I believe everybody ups the scrutiny when you get to week 14. You get into the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you're consulting extra sources, you're doing more research, you're taking in more information, which can actually be a detriment, instead of just doing the same kind of things that got you there. With that being said, playing matchups is the way to win in fantasy football. It's a weekly game. There are some guys that are matchup-proof. If your guy is not matchup-proof, then you need to play him based on the matchup. In your specific example, Kyler Murray going up against the top five defense in the Steelers, as opposed to Carson Wentz against a very, very bad defense, I'm going to start Carson Wentz there.
Okay. Now when we look at the final 2 weeks, for anybody that's sitting there on a bye, is there a specific defense? Is there a specific waiver claim? Is there one thing that you have looked at now going into week 15, going into week 16, that maybe the casual fantasy player can pick up on to help them win a championship?
It comes down to three things you want to do with your roster, with your bench. If you need a quarterback, you want to try and pick one up in advance. I have friends in leagues who are stashing three tight ends and four defenses because you don't need the spots. At this point, all you need to do is win, if you have a bye, two more games. So if you're looking at quarterback, somebody next week you might want to look at. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but you have to consider Eli Manning. I don't think Daniel Jones plays again this season. They've seen enough. They know he'll be the starting quarterback next year. Next week, against Miami, everyone produces against Miami. And on the flip side, you can also go to Ryan Fitzpatrick up against the Giants, who has been quite good as of late. And the Giants, obviously, a terrible pass defense. If you're looking at defense, it's a little tougher because the streaming options are not great. You can possibly consider the Giants defense because they're at home against Miami. I wouldn't love that too much. Maybe the Lions home versus Tampa. But the options are really, really slim if you're looking to stream a defense. But at quarterback, there are guys out there.
Jason, I have so many Twitter questions to get to, and I want to give the people what they want. So why waste any time? Let's start with Mark. Wide receiver 2, James Washington, Robbie Anderson, Crowder. Take it away, my friend.
Crowder has seen his target share drop significantly over the past couple of weeks, while Robbie Anderson has really come on strong. James Washington has the best matchup of the bunch, but there's a real chance that the Steelers, because this is what they want to do, throw the ball like 15 total times in that game. Washington is always a threat to just have a splash touchdown like he has the past couple of weeks, but I think you have to go with the safer option there, and that's one of the Jets' receivers, and based on recent play, it's got to be Robbie Anderson.
Jason, this one comes from Brett. Benny Snell, James White, standard scoring, who's the play?
In standard scoring, it's got to be Benny Snell against the Cardinals. Again, they're going to want to run the ball a lot. James Conner has already said he's not playing. And with James White, he's going to catch a bunch of passes. That should be a high-scoring game. They should have to throw, but you don't get any points for those receptions. So it's Benny Snell.
This one now is kind of loaded from a PPR league. James Washington, Debo, Devonta Freeman, Marvin Jones. Now remember, Devonta Freeman back. He played last week. He should be getting a good amount of the touches there. So out of those four, who are you rolling with?
It's easily Devonta Freeman. I mean, he has not looked good, and he's not good. I don't really think he ever was that good. He had two great years. It's been a long time since he's been good. But the Carolina Panthers' rush defense is absolutely awful. We saw Tevin Coleman ripping for 4 touchdowns. They got torched again last week. I believe it was by Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson. So Devonta Freeman's the play there.
Okay, Jason, a couple more Twitter questions before we get to matchups of the week. This one comes from Dan. And he's got a pretty juicy quarterback duo. He can only play one. Now, I would argue Patrick Mahomes is a guy that you play no matter what. He's in New England this week against that unbelievable defense. He also has Kirk Cousins going up against that putrid Lions secondary. Mahomes Cousins for the postseason. Who's your guy?
I was tempted to just cut you off and say, if the other guy you're telling me is not Lamar Jackson, then the answer is Pat Mahomes. It's that simple.
I agree. When in doubt, that goes back to the narrative we were talking about right at the get-go here of certain guys that you don't even get cute with as far as matchups. Mahomes, Jackson, McCaffrey. What are there, about like 6 or 7 players basically on that list?
It's probably a little more than that, but there's a lot fewer than there were in years past. And that's a new trend in fantasy the last couple of years as teams throw the ball more and use more and more players. The matchup-proof guys are just, they're so valuable. If you have a Michael Thomas, a Christian McCaffrey, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, those guys you start no matter what. But a lot of other guys, man, you can bench them if the matchup calls for it.
Final one, Jason. This one comes from Vinny, wondering, what does he do when it comes to the injury of Dalvin Cook? Would you have any concern slotting Dalvin Cook in your lineup? We know he's carried you probably to the postseason. He's been one of the best fantasy running backs this year. Do you start Dalvin Cook this weekend?
He's on that list of guys that are matchup-proof, and the matchup is great. The Vikings are heavy favorites, which normally is a good thing if you want that positive game script. However, if the game goes as the line projects it to, you could see the Vikings with a heavy lead, and you have to think they may rest Dalvin Cook for Alexander Mattison. That is a concern, but unless your alternative is really strong, I don't see how you can bench Dalvin Cook. He says he's playing, and I believe him.
Jason Katz, check him out on fantasypros.com. All right, Jason, now it's time for your must-play matchup of the week. We start at the quarterback position.
All right. I hope I can do as well as last week. I think it was the first time all year I hit on all three.
But I like it. It's like a three-team parlay. That's what I'm giving you right now, Jason. I'm giving you a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, three-team parlay. And, yeah, I think the audience wants you to go 3 for 3.
I don't make it easy on myself. I try to dig deep with the people, and I'm going to do it again here with your team's former quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. The matchup could not be better against the Raiders defense, allowing 23.1 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. There is some risk here because the Titans really just want to pound Derrick Henry. Tannehill has not attempted more than 22 passes since week 9, but he's been very efficient, 2 touchdowns in every start this season. I have a sneaking suspicion the Raiders are going to win this game, which means they'll have to have a lead at some point, which means Tannehill's going to throw a little more than he has. So I like Tannehill as a QB1 option this week.
How about that? Ryan Tannehill, QB1. Moving over to running back.
I'm going to Cleveland with Kareem Hunt. I'm going to tell the people right now, I was wrong in Kareem Hunt. I thought that he would come back and just be a change of pace back. there's nothing more than a breather for Nick Chubb. That has not been the case. His snap share has risen in every game this season. Started at 40% in his first game back. Four games later, is now up to 65%. His finishes at running back this season, 12, 27, 15, and 13. Browns are heavy home favorites. Should be plenty of positive game script. Should be plenty of Kareem Hunt on the field. He is going to be an RB2 this week.
Okay, Jason, last but not least, at wide receiver.
I'm going to Indianapolis, Zach Pascal. He has been wildly inconsistent, but he is playing almost every offensive snap. T.Y. Hilton is not playing this week, and no team has allowed more receiving touchdowns to wide receivers than the Bucs, 19, and no team allows more fantasy points to opposing wide receiver ones than the Bucs, 23.9. They are the worst pass defense, and Pascal is the number one target for Jacoby Brissett.
Jason, the final question, actually, I lied to you. I gave you a little bit of a false start, but that's okay. I'm allowed to do so because, selfishly, I'm giving you a question that I need answered. And I know I asked you about Carson Wentz and Kyler Murray, but I got another one this week. It's the playoffs. I need you. The people need you. So you got to help me out. You're going to help me out, right? I hope you can help me out.
It's your show. I'll do what you want.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. All right, last but not least, Kenyon Drake, former running back of the Miami Dolphins, had that great matchup against the Niners. Great week when he got traded. Hasn't done a whole lot since. I pick up the current running back now of the Miami Dolphins in Laird. He's got the Jets coming up this week. I don't love that matchup. The Giants the following week. But I need to survive in advance. Do I start Kenyon Drake against the Steelers? Do I go with Laird against the New York Jets?
Prior to last week, since joining the Cardinals, that was the Kenyon Drake had not failed to reach double-digit fantasy points. He played 85.5% of the snaps last week. That's with David Johnson and Chase Edmonds active. And the reality is, David Johnson did not come into that game until it was beyond garbage time. This is Kenyon Drake's backfield. He is going to touch the ball at least 15 times, probably close to 20. Patrick Laird, I don't hate him this week. I think he's a solid start. I think that he is the guy. If they wanted it to be Myles Gaskin, it would have been already. Laird should see 60% of the snaps there. He should be the 1A in that backfield, and he has shown some receiving game prowess, but it's Kenyon Drake.
Jason Katz, check him out over at fantasypros.com. And Jason, for anybody who needs that last-minute fantasy advice, they sweat it out on Sunday, they don't know what to do, they're very indecisive, where can they find you on Twitter?
Always on Twitter at JasonKatz13. And if I didn't get to any of your questions today, please send them again. I'll be happy to answer them.
Jason, outstanding stuff. Let's make sure that come next week, I'm alive in three leagues. Let's have a winning Sunday, my friend. And I appreciate a couple minutes, all right?
Now I've got four matchups. I hope to be alive in all of them as well.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.